126th edition of Mutton Meat and Music. I am your V for VJ, Øystein Berge, and I'm here to break ground with that V for V sound and bring you the best of what the value for value music scene has to offer. This time we started with Mind is a Terrible Master by Prosperous Soul. Now we're gonna play Mazes by Echo Reality. I hope you have a good day, and I hope you're here so we can enjoy 1 hour of value for value music together before we take the weekend. This is Echo Reality.
Peace, not sorry.
I have forgotten about Valentine's Day tomorrow. This is not per se a special Valentine's edition, but at least I have a Valentine's song for everyone. Matt Finlay with Valentine.
Made a girl.
Valentine by Matt Finlay. And I want to welcome everyone that is in the chat room right now. See Brooklyn, I see Pfeiffer, I see Eric Peepee, I see Cotton Gin, NetNed, and everyone else. Salty Crayon just came in. Welcome everyone to this brand new edition of Mutt & Me The Music. This is a classic, Day Ride by Iroh. To join the chat room and you're listening live right now, you can go to chat.mmusic.show. That's chat.mmmusic.show. And then you can also join the chat. This is Portal by Circle the Earth.
Gravity. bolt. This cosmic mission. Magnetic fields reverse polarity. Because your flesh is my addiction. With no method of morality.
Value for value music podcast, and that means that you can boost the music live while you are listening right now. And we have more boosts. We have a lot of boosts already coming in. Chad F, the CEO of the free and open internet, have boosted Pink Flight, Echo Reality with the song Mazes from the album Pink Flight. And then we have Salty Crayon boosting Matt Finlay. He writes Heard Valentine by Matt Finlay on Mutton Media Music. And he has also boosted Iroh. And you can also do that in your modern podcast app. It works live in Podcast Guru, Curiocaster, or the Split Kits. If you're listening to this later, you can boost the songs in all the other modern podcast apps, or at least the most popular ones. This is Medicine. Why can't I say that word? Medicine by Polanski.
Think about our pathetic type of family. Nazi dream. A land for us to reap. Like a child claiming everything he sees. Too far, brand naivety. Dying just to know what our daughters will bear.
Medicine by Polanski. And Pfeiffer is banging his head in the chat room. And he said, oh fuck, Whiplash, just bang your head the other way, back to the other way, Pfeiffer, and maybe it will be all right. If it's not, then please check with the doctor, and I don't have any health insurance for the show, Pfeiffer, so you have to take that bill on your own. But at least... If it's not better, then at least you don't have to boost for this show. You can better spend that on the medical bill for the Whiplash. Deal. And then we are gonna do some donations. We have Chad F is coming in from CurioCaster, and he comes in with... for the previous show with 5 times 333 sets to Echo Reality with all the songs that we played on the previous pre-show for the previous edition. And then another 333 sets for Wave Shapers Habit by Noise Inc. that we played on the previous edition. And that was, of course, the Noise Special Edition. So if you want to get your eardrums blasted, you can check that out in your modern podcast app. And Shadef has also been streaming sets. And then Eric Peepee was also listening last Friday, and he was also streaming sets. So thank you to the both of you for that. And then we have an anonymous from Fountain. I have not found any name on that donation. So if it were supposed to be anonymous, then we just keep it that way. Otherwise, you can send me an email to info@music.show if you want to tell me about that. And Anonymous sent 3,333 sets to the show and writes, "Noise makes the world go round. Cool idea for a special episode." Thank you, Anonymous. And then we have NetNed, regular producer of the show, coming in from Fountain. And NetNed is coming in with 2,000 sets to the show. And he writes, "Hi AF, Fridays should be a thing." And I would like to thank all the producers that came in for the previous edition. I have to say that I have to disagree, NetNed. I really don't like to make "Hi AF, Fridays" a thing. I'm kind of sick of that hook, and I think we should try to bury it, at least try to be a little more subtle about it, because to be honest, I only said that slogan one time on the show. And thanks to Pfeiffer, it became a thing. And I don't blame you, Pfeiffer. I thought it was funny when it was happening. But I think that we should let it be for now. At least that's my opinion. I'm not gonna say what you're going to do. That's totally your own free will. But I have to say I got a bit tired of it, and I also told Darren O to please stop saying it every time he's gonna mention my show on his show, and I hope he didn't get too offended about it, and that's why I also want to say it to all of you. And for my own sake, I said it, And it was a consequence of something I did, and I stand for that consequence totally. But I have re-come to the realization that it was a bit immature of me. I am still smoking weed, and I'm probably gonna still do it. I don't drink alcohol, I don't drink coffee, at least not for now. So for me, I don't see it as a problem, and I would rather like us to focus more on the music and less on the drugs. The drugs is absolutely a part of the show, and we're gonna talk about it. I have loads of stories from my youth and things that happened, and we're gonna definitely talk about it, but let's make it a secondary thing and not a primary thing for this show. Because music is the most important thing. With that said, I have to say that I have to admit that I have been a little bit angry lately. I have tried not to show it on the show. I tried to be so professional as possible. But I have to admit that I have a little bit of anger in me, and I have to work with myself to try to get rid of it. And I have to be honest and say where it's coming from, because I really would like you to know what I feel, even if what I'm saying is totally fucked up and crazy. At least I want you to know how I feel about it. So for the first thing is, of course, the logical. I don't feel the show is growing quick enough. I think that's a bit over exaggeration from my point of view. I think this show have had a flying start, and I am grateful for everyone that has been following it and is still following it. And thank you to every one of you. And the real thing that I'm getting frustrated over really is how to communicate to people what this show is about. Because I feel that we that are listening to it and are producing it are getting it. But to make other people understand what it is about and why it's such much more better way to release and find music is a problem. I even have problems saying it right now on the show. What it is really, how it is, and why it is so great. So that is also something I have to work on myself, and not be so impatient, because the show is definitely growing slowly but steadily, and you are listening, and more musicians are coming to the table with their music, and I think that is a good thing. So that is not really the biggest thing I have been angry about. The biggest thing is really it's really the feeling that some of my anger is not only on my side. I feel maybe it's only me, I don't know, but I feel some anger from other sides as well, and it goes more over the No Agenda stream than my own show really. And I'm just gonna talk about what I think about it and my own opinion. And maybe I'm wrong, but at least I have to get it off my chest. And that is that I feel that some of the shows on the No Agenda stream deserves much more exposure than they get. And I'm not having it over my own show. I am a new show on the No Agenda stream, and I don't really have so much to say, but at least I have been here about over a year now, so at least I want to say what I feel about it. And there are shows that have gone on for more than 10 years, and I feel that when shows are having been so consistently putting on shows like that over so long time, they deserve much more than having to work on the side to make it. That's my opinion, and I especially have it. I know that people can fend for themselves. I just have to say it because I don't want to end up 10 years from now and having to work on the side for not having enough support for the show because I didn't get enough exposure. And that is also, of course, on our own part to get to get our show out to people. But there are some people in the No Agenda stream that have more higher profiles than others, and then we almost certainly know who I'm talking about. And I just have a suggestion, and I have to say, I appreciate all the good work you are doing for the No Agenda stream, Adam Curry, but I just have a suggestion, and that is that you mention the No Agenda stream and maybe a few shows like Nick the Rat, Darren O, Planet Rage, the next time you go on Joe Rogan. That's just a suggestion, and I would really, really appreciate it, and I would really think that the No Agenda stream deserves to be mentioned there. And I just heard that you're going to that thing in, what was it, Israel, at, I've written it down, NRB, and why not mention the No Agenda stream there as well? That's just my suggestion for Adam Curry. You have your own free will, but I also have to tell you when I have things that I think is really important to say. That is everything that I have to say for today. And we have some comments in the chat room. See, Brooklyn is right. Do it because it makes you happy. Not for growth. People are consuming less media in general. I totally agree, see, Brooklyn. And I totally agree with you that is the most important thing. If I'm not getting happy from doing it, it's no point in doing it. I totally agree, see, Brooklyn. And for me, just to say it, to get it off my chest is just a good thing to get things a bit more in perspective. And Eric Peepee is writing, there's millions of podcasts out there. It's hard to stand out. We haven't quite figured out how to crack that. I totally agree, Eric Peepee, and that is why I'm saying it. I'm just seeing it as that is just one thing that could be a good thing. Pfeiffer is saying, I don't think he should mention the NA stream in Israel. I don't know, Pfeiffer, why not? We're not anti-Semitic here, right? I can't even say the word. I don't really give a fuck, I have to say. We are all humans on this earth. And see, Brooklyn, those people don't donate, if you know what I mean. All right, let's leave it at that and play some more music. We can crack Jew jokes every the whole day. We can crack Christian jokes the whole day. We can crack Muslim jokes the whole day. For me, we are all humans and we should not be treated specially no matter what you believe in. Let's play some more music. This is Charles O. No, wait one second. I had something better planned out. We're gonna play Edwin Williamson with the song Outback.
Take away the pain, take me to the outback of the sea. Time is fast, a second and it passed. Take me to the outback of the sea. Your love is glorious, right around the city, but it's never gonna last. And I'm free, all the places I could ever be. Take me to the outback of the sea. Night star, creep into my heart. Breathe away the black hole of the sun. Round and round, the circle we are bound. Deep within the black hole of the sun. I feel your mystery running through my spirit like a perfect remedy. And I'm free, somewhere they can't ever follow. Please take me to the outback of the sea.
And we have another boost coming in from Eric Peepee. He's coming in with 3,333 sats from Kuru Caster that went to Polanski. Thank you, Eric Peepee. And Eric Peepee is also streaming while he is listening live. And you can do so as well in a modern podcast app. This is Substitute by Longy. I can't find my head. We've been arguing, shouting down these walls. I don't find it easy walking in this skin. I can't focus at all. When the hours seem to slip away, the rope I hold, it slips away. And I'm calling out. Some movie reel, memory stream. You broke the glass that kept you clean. And I'm calling out your name. If I'm a substitute for what you really want, then I can go. Then I can go. Don't you close the door, shut. By Longy. This is Back in the Day by Charles O. Swills. Back in the Day by Charles Oswiels. See, Brooklyn is writing in the chat room on the whole promoting shows on the stream. I think Adam is focused on his Godcaster thing. The NA stream shows, I believe, are on their own. Yes, I do agree, See, Brooklyn, but I don't see any reason why the No Agenda stream should not be mentioned when Adam Curry is going on the Joe Rogan show, when they are talking for 3 hours. It's just a little mention is well deserved, in my opinion. This is Take a Break by Fentley. Never tackle to just wrap it up, it's time to take a break.
Only doing what I was told to. Making messes that can't be fixed until a breakthrough. You're so hateful. I was only ever grateful. Promising to help, but then you say your plate's full. Life is enlarged, yeah, my eyesight is a looking glass. Glassy time, yeah, smoking on the devil's grass. Maybe it's time to stop thinking of the past. Take a break, I can't remember when I had one last.
Take a break.
But they on the come down. Airpods in, listening to when I come around. I bet you thought you heard me off the Melbourne sand. But you never did, you saw me in the lost and found. Off to my happy place, with a water and a pill. Haven't been found yet, and I doubt I ever will. Stuck doing regular jobs, like feeling the till. It's an error with the industry, it's nothing to do with my skill. Tired of this shit, I'm ready to give up. People asking like I ever really even gave a fuck. Memories of days when I used to run amok. All good times, but man, blacking out used to suck. I want that break, it's been promised a long time ago. Running out, taking anything just for a placebo. Still cashing in even though I just got a 20 note. Listen, hang on man, this boy reminds me of a song I wrote. Something about being famous, we all in the same boat. Asking for a break, I say, you're the GOAT. Maybe it's time to stop thinking of the past. Take a break, I can't remember when I had one last. Promises they break before they're ever even made. Promising me soon enough I'll get to take a break. Forgive, never forget. Always give, never take, let's all just wrap it up, it's time to take a break.
Take a break, yeah, take a break. Take a break, yeah, take a break. Take a break, yeah, take a break. Take a break, yeah, take a break. Take a break. Take a break, yeah. Take a break. Take a break, yeah. Take a break. Take a break, yeah.
Take a break by Fentley. I want to thank everyone for listening to this edition of Mutt & Me The Music. I will be back, of course, next week, next Friday at around 15:15 Eastern Standard Time. I hope you will join us for a new edition then. And until then, have a nice weekend and a good week if you're listening to this later. See you next Friday!
Fuck what they claiming, all I know most of them just a bitch. They scamming out the fame while they trying to get rich, yo. The trickery gets slippery, they better watch their step. I'm not impressed by some brand new creps. The product come and go, if you peep the game you know. Never fuck with the show, so let me get the remote. Yo, 369, I got the keys to the universe. My words travel through time, I'll see you on Jupiter. I'm out this world, they could never keep me in the box. Like Christmas Day, you gotta set your clock. Check it.